Following interview by Elaine B. Holtz of John Sawyer, candidate for Santa Rosa City Council, District 2, was recorded as a live broadcast over radio KBBF 89.1 FM on October 15, 2018, between 3 to 5 p.m. John was one of six candidates interviewed that day, and each candidate was asked the same questions. Audio engineering and editing is by Kenneth Norton.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special election coverage coverage presented by KBBF, which is another part of our community service. This is a historic election, as it is the first time Santa Rosans will be voting via districts. To date, the city has seven districts, and during this election cycle, three out of the seven will be presented. And in 2020, the other four will come on board. And also, it's really exciting to have district elections. We have worked long and hard for this. By the way, for those of you who vote by mail, it is important that you mail in your ballot as soon as possible prior to election day. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. I'm really honored. I'm going to be interviewing six candidates. The first candidate I will be interviewing is Councilman John Sawyer, who is running for the 2nd District. This is going to be his fourth run, and I'm sure he's finding it very interesting working in districts, not having to go through the whole city. The second interview will be with Lee Pierce, who was our former mayor. We also have Tom Swellhelm, and he's going to be running. He has nobody running against him, but he still wanted to come into the studio and let folks know some of his plans. We have three women running for District 4. We have Victoria Fleming, Dorothy Beattie, and Mary Watts, and all three of them will be with us. And I'm going to have some fun songs, you know, talking about getting out the vote. You know, this is a very, very important election this year. I mean, so much is at stake, and I encourage all my listeners to make sure that you get registered to vote October 22nd. Remember that date. October 22nd is the last day that you can register to vote. And for you folks, again, who have your ballots, mail them in as soon as possible. Anyway, we're going to start our show, and we have our first candidate with us. And he is not a stranger to sitting across the table from me, John Sawyer. Councilman Sawyer, welcome. Welcome to the program here. And, you know, this is a special election program made possible by KBBF.
And thank you, Elaine. And it's a pleasure to be here. And I really appreciate not only what you do here at KBBF, but in the community as well. You know, you are a busy lady, and I appreciate your efforts in helping people to get in touch with what's going on in their community.
Well, that's what happens when you get older, John.
Yeah, tell me about
it. Busy lady. Anyway, John was so kind, and you know, I have to compliment each one of the candidates, because I said, send me a short bio, 125 words, and everyone stuck to it, and I really appreciate that. So let me tell the folks just a little bit about John Sawyer. John Sawyer is a candidate for the 2nd district seat on the Santa Rosa City Council. He is a lifelong Santa Rosa resident and the longtime owner and operator of Sawyer's News, an iconic downtown Santa Rosa newsstand that operated from 1945 through 2010. John was elected to the Santa Rosa City Council in 2004 and served as its vice mayor and then mayor in 2008. John was elected to his second term as mayor in 2014 and has been an active member of the City Council since his mayoral term ended December 2016. As a fourth-generation resident, John Sawyer's vision for Santa Rosa is one based on his family's long history in our community and passion to leave Santa Rosa better off for future generations. John was born in that is now city. Oh, excuse me. John was born in what is now Santa Rosa City Council's District 2 and has lived there for, oh my goodness, over 60 years. He is seeking his fourth term in office. Well, welcome again.
Thank you.
Fourth term. That's amazing.
Well, you know, there's some unfinished business, especially given what's happened with the fires and our economy, the status of our budget. There's a fair amount of work to be done, and I just felt that another 4 years could at least move us further in the direction of completing some of these tasks that were before us.
Well, it certainly takes a commitment. So what I did, I want to explain to our listening audience how we handle this. I sent an email to all the candidates. They all got four questions, so they know. And there's one secret question that they do not know anything about. And also there's one question where they can tell us what they really, really, something really special that they want to know, want the listening audience to know about them. So let's start with the first question, John. How do you see the fiscal health of Santa Rosa, and what do you believe is needed to improve on it?
Well, it's not in very good shape right now, not only because of the fires and the rebuild and the devastation that visited us a year ago, but we were already in difficult straits financially with the city because of our pension obligations, and just we're bringing in or spending more money than we were bringing in, and that is not sustainable. We are a service organization, or what we do in the city of Santa Rosa, we provide service for the citizens and for all of our residents. And so the only way that we can really save money, given that 80% of our money goes out in salaries, is to reduce those salaries, is to reduce people. So what we've done a couple of weeks ago, we got a recommendation from staff to cut 50 unfilled positions. That was going to save about $7.5 million. So in this first year, we are going to have to decide on which positions we are going to cut. Now, these are not filled, so there was one pretty important position that was filled, and that person will be moving on in July of next year. But if we don't get the sales tax in Measure O coming up in November, if we don't get that $9 million a year in sales tax, we will be cutting people's jobs next year, and that is a devastating concept. So our reserves went in the fiscal year 16-17. We had $37 million in reserves. We now have six.
There's an expression, oy vey.
Oy vey. That's and then some. So we have some tough work ahead of us. It's going to be difficult decision making, and so we need to create an environment where our city is financially sustainable, and that is going to be a challenging and heart-wrenching experience, especially if we don't get that $9 million in sales tax, starting the quarter cent sales tax that's going to be voted on next month. It's very important.
Wow, you know, it is important. And also, you know, what's so interesting when we start talking about the fire, people don't realize the impact that it's had on our county. But the good news is that we're coming together and trying to find solutions. Well, the second question I have for you, also that incorporates the secret question. Because like I told you, you'd have one question that you didn't know about.
Sure.
What do you think are ways that the city can address the homeless issue? What are some of your ideas on how do you believe in implementing them? And part of the secret question is I did somewhat of a survey around the community, and I wanted to know what was one of the main concerns, you know, what are some of the concerns and what are some of the questions they would ask? And one of the things was that it came, I'll phrase it the way I've written it. It has come to my attention that people are disturbed about the way the homeless situation is being handled, with folks being arrested, fined, and losing, you know, taking all their goods. I mean, I can't believe that this one woman was telling me that they just took all her possessions away. It was kind of interesting. How would you suggest, you know, now that you're coming into your next 4 years, how would you suggest they do it differently? So that's a pretty long, extensive question.
Well, that's okay, because it's a long and an extensive issue and a challenge for not only Santa Rosa and the cities in Sonoma County, but across the state and across the country as well. What has happened in the last few weeks is kind of interesting, because a group is being formed with participants from the county and the city of Petaluma and Santa Rosa that will be coming together to attack some of these big questions and some of the recommendations coming out of the community and from the homeless advocates, and trying to flesh out exactly what would be good ways to move forward. Because if there was a silver bullet in there someplace, it would have been used a long time ago, and communities would have been actively involved in this using the silver bullet to solve the problem. It's multifaceted. I am a fan of Housing First as a model, but it does have some issues around people finding that it feels harsh at times, because Housing First has to do with not being distracted by any number of various short-term solutions. This is a long-term solution, and we've actually, in the last 5 years, we have reduced the homeless population by about 30% in the county. So that's pretty good. Those are pretty good numbers. But the Housing First strategy is one that is being embraced by communities across the country, and I agree with its with the outcomes that they are arriving at, but it's kind of slow because at the core of Housing First is housing. And we, especially after the fires, we are really behind the eight ball in being able to have the available housing necessary just for our, just for the residents that have means. And then we have people that are homeless that don't have the means to get into houses. And we don't even have the houses necessarily to put them in, even if they had the financial backing. So it's one of the things that I mentioned as far as unfinished business is our homeless challenge. And I feel that we are, especially with this new group that's being formed, that will come up with some really great recommendations. We won't know what the successes are until they get kind of start to function as a group. It'll be a large number of people that will start to peel away at that onion and find out which of the recommendations that are being and some of the programs that are being used across the country and the state, which ones are actually being effective. I would think that San Francisco would be very proud if they could say that they had lessened their homeless population by 30% in the last 5 years. I wish we had some of the money that they have for their vast programming. But money is a very important part of it too, and everyone's stretched.
Well, is there any way, you know, one of the things when this question was posed to me, one of the differences that I see, for example, the city, for example, we hire our police chief. We hire people in the police department. So it seems that maybe there could be a way to have some controls to where maybe there's treated with a little bit more dignity. Do you think that would be important in your next reign here?
Well, you know, this is all part of the challenge, I think, is to making sure that the operations are functioning well. And I think that, you know, it all depends on who you talk to, because there are I know that the police department is, you know, when they take people's belongings, my understanding is that they are required to maintain those belongings and save them for the people that they've taken them from. These are belongings that might be in a public right of way or in the street or on sidewalks. I wasn't there. I drove through the streets that were impacted before the removal and the ticketing went on with certain vehicles. It was a real something had to happen because it was getting worse and worse. And this is one of the challenges of trying to cite people, cite as a location, to cite to find places where people can park their vehicles and not be breaking ordinances. And so this is one of the factors one of the challenges that this group is going to come up with is, what do we do in the meantime? How can we affect change in the meantime?
Well, I hope you keep me informed.
You know, everyone will be. It's going to be a major news item as these things unfold. Everyone will be aware of what's happening. I'm looking forward to the recommendations.
Yeah, I think it would be important that the public know. I mean, it's good to know that you continue to do things rather than just put it on the shelf.
No, somewhere. Exactly. You're totally right.
So the next question I have for you that, you know, is really, you know, this homeless and housing cost, you know, there's a lot of controversy around rent control. I mean, it's so interesting to me. I remember I lived in New York, and to me, a person would have an apartment, a family, say in 1900 they rented, then when they died, their son, everybody, and they continued. That's how I used to see rent control. But right now, it seems like it's very different, that there's different ideas. So what are some of your ideas around that, and how do you feel that we can solve? What are, you know, if you were sitting there and you could just say, this is the way I want to do it and I'm going to do it, well, what would you recommend?
If I had a magic wand?
Yeah.
If I had a magic wand, I think I would just create a lot more housing, because if we had a lot of housing, rents would go down automatically. Part of the market forces that create high rents is a lack of inventory. So, and that takes time. So I actually can't weigh in at the council on rent control because I'm a landlord. I'm one of the great landlords we have one tenant that had a studio, and she got her first increase in rent in 10 years it was a $25 increase, and she did get that this year. So we're very, very fair and responsible landlords, and I think most are, but there have been some bad actors out there, and I think that's very unfortunate, and I think that is, you know, they were breaking laws about the maximum 10% increase that was a state to try to get around some of the restrictions on rent increases. But the only real way to get these rents to be reasonable and affordable is to be building affordable housing and having inventory so that people have a place to go. And then once there's competition, then the landlords will naturally have to reduce their price, the cost per month, because they'll people say, well, I'm not going to rent this. I can go across the street and get it much more reasonably, so that's where I'm going to go. That will be the ultimate change, but that takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. I am not a fan of rent control. I am very concerned that if that happens, that people that might be considering coming to Santa Rosa and building rental housing will go to a different community. And that has happened. It is a deal killer when it comes to people coming into a community, especially if they get rid of it's just it went out of my head. The state law that limits rent control to houses built before 1995.
You know, I'll tell you when, you know, just like you're trying to, you know, wrap around it, because there's so many laws and so many rules that sometimes it one gets confused with the other.
Yep.
Well, I really appreciate your honesty and your candor around the questions. And this is our last question, and that is, what is it that you absolutely want folks to know about you, and that why you believe that you're the one that should be sitting on that seat again?
Well, you know, my experience on the council is very lengthy. I have spent 12 years serving the people in Santa Rosa on the council, and there is knowledge that is gained through that experience. Governance is not for the weak of heart, and sometimes the decisions are very painful. And I think, and you win some and you lose some and you disagree and you agree, and it's a real process. They talk about it as making sausage, and sometimes it isn't pretty, and it's really true, and it can be painful. But I think that because of my knowledge and because of my experience and my dedication to the community, Santa Rosa has been very, very good to me and my family, and I owe Santa Rosa the best that I can do to try to leave it better than how I found it, and make sure that it is a safe and attractive place for not only us to live in, but for the future generations, because right now it's really expensive to live in Santa Rosa, and I'm hoping for lots of great housing downtown and to be able to do some of the things that will help everyone to be able to live here and afford to live in Santa Rosa and enjoy the lifestyle that we are so lucky to experience.
Well, let's end on that beautiful note. I want to thank you, John Sawyer, who's running for Santa Rosa City Council. That's the 2nd District. Am I correct?
It is indeed.
I want to wish you luck, and thank you so much for coming in, and thank you so much for your support of KBBF.
Thank you, Elaine.
You take care.
You too.
Well, boy, there's a lot to think about. Now, you heard it from the horse's mouth. I mean, this is not a piece of paper. These are honest questions. You heard the answers. Now it's time to start thinking about it. Well, we're going to have a little musical break here. We're going to play some fun song about voting, and then I'm going to go and bring in Lee Pierce, our next interview.
If you don't vote, you hurt
if you don't vote, you help, you hurt yourself, and you can't blame nobody else.